You're listening to the number one radio show in the Tri-State Metroplex. Now in its 50th year. Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Years went by pretty fast.
I feel young.
Man, I hear you. Me neither. When you complain and criticize. God, the sun's out. Is something wrong? Is
there
a fire outside?
I saw it peeking out yesterday, and it just took me by surprise.
I know. It's such a nice relief from all the darkness and winter. We're just at that breaking point where it's got to change before somebody loses it. Or have they already lost it? And just don't. This really sucks. This is why old people move to Florida. And I'm starting to kind of dig it.
Old people and dumbasses.
Well, yeah, because there's plenty of them, but... Jeez, enough with this winter. God, go away. Sacrifices, how unique. I'm ready to give. Oh, man. There's no news, as mentioned earlier. Mata needs about $12 million just to keep
going,
just to keep in business. And that's somebody lost control of that ship a long time ago, and it's been going down the drain, and it continues to do so.
If you go to the Mata GoFundMe page, you can donate money there.
You know, what are our incentives?
Didn't I have something about that? And this is out of control, too. This is one of these things. There's GoFundMe, and what's the other one, Wesley? There are several of these.
There's many, many of them.
Well, and there is sometimes a reason and a justifiable occasion on the death of someone or those that really need help. I suppose there are reasons for these things, and they're there to help people, and that's cool.
And it's also really good for people who have inventors or people who are trying to develop an idea or get a business started.
Right.
And they have a new product, but they can't afford it and get people
I
to.
I guess, but how do you know what's real and what is just an accident waiting to happen?
The same way you know about anything else.
I guess. I mean, it's always a risk, right? And
like buying Parmesan cheese,
exactly.
you're buying wood pieces, but when these morons like Kanye West have the balls to ask people to lend him $1 billion to further his genius work, it makes you want to throw up. I just don't get that. And then with all of his poor me, his crap over the weekend. And his SNL appearance was absolutely horrible. And that's just my opinion. I don't get it. I don't think it's, I don't know what it is. I love R&B music. I was raised on it. I love it. I don't know what he does. I don't know what it is.
It's noise.
It is noise fueled by his remarkable insecurity and gigantic out of control ego. He's trying to fill that need somehow, some way. He married What's-Her-Nuts. That wasn't enough. And now he's doing this act. And then he has the gall to say that his album will not be on iTunes. It won't be anywhere but on that thing that Jay-Z did.
Tidal.
That's it. So you need money to spread your genius, but your music is only accessible on your bro's website, not on Apple or anything else.
Watch. It will change.
Contradictory. It's already being pirated and downloaded. And I wish I had the time or the interest to sit down some night and put on my headphones and listen to this stuff to see if I'm missing something and being overly judgmental. I don't think I am. I've watched it before. I've heard it before. The art, I just don't see it.
We did it in the studio the other day, and
there's just a big difference. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't like rap and hip hop, but there is a difference between Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg,
yes,
Dr. Dre,
yes,
and then Kanye West.
Yes.
Those three are melodic. Their voices are, yes, they give their, I always say like the drum beat. I always think of a rapper's voice as
it's
like a
poetry
drum beat.
To a beat.
Right.
It is street poetry. It is from the heart and soul of a different kind of culture, and it has many different angles, and that part I totally understand. This, though, to me, I just don't see the art in it.
There's not any. Kanye has no rhythm to him.
It's not funky. It's just like Pink Floyd by a black guy.
Not even. It's all over the place.
It's like, yeah, he is talking not with the beat. It's like a white guy dancing. It's exactly what it looks like or sounds like.
What is he saying? Is it spiritual or is it just, is it angry?
I don't remember.
I think it's angry, but not, nothing moving about it. There you go. She didn't remember.
There's no emotion to it. It's just all about him and Kim's big ass.
Yes.
Well, I just wish that I had some way to understand it, but I don't. But this guy has the stones to go and ask people for money, like Mark Zuckerberg, to help him further his genius, which gets us back to this whole GoFundMe thing. Like Wes said, if you have an idea that is a credible, doable thing that will make somebody a lot of money at some point, you know, good for you. And if you can you know, convince people to give you, you know, 10 grand, or if you lose somebody in your life and you need some money to help you out, and that, I suppose, is a credible thing to a point. But this has gotten out of control. This lady here is referenced. Where did I put this thing? This GoFundMe, she set up this. Some gal helped out some homeless dude and learned that there were no shelters in her town for homeless folk. And she went after that and was trying to help people. And that's you know, very sweet. And then this, we got this, in quotes, comedy piece today for those asking for money on GoFundMe for ridiculous reasons.
We've all heard about the recent abuse of GoFundMe pages on Facebook, such as the morons trying to raise money after spending everything they own on Powerball tickets, or the woman who needed cash to get a marijuana tattoo removed from her forehead. Now, the creators of the GoFundMe platform have created something to stop this rampant abuse. It's called the GoFund Yourself page.
GoFund Yourself!
How do GoFund Yourself accounts work? There's just three easy steps. Number one, get off your ass. Number two, get a job. Number three, get a life. Complete those three easy steps and you're ready to go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself.
This message paid for by the 50% of the country still working and paying taxes.
Go fund yourself.
Amen, brother. It's just gotten kind of out of hand. There is a forum now for everything imaginable thanks to the internets. You can go online and beg for money. Just cause.
It's called welfare.
Yeah.
EBT cards. They're easy to get. I may apply for welfare just to see what happens and just lie about it like everybody else does and buy dope with it. Or can you buy dope with it or booze?
It's probably a little bit more roundabout because you have to sell the card to the black market.
Yeah.
You get the cash for it.
It's always a hassle. 50 Cent. Speaking of those in need, this brother cannot manage his money. This is the guy that... What did he buy or sell?
Vitamin water.
Yes, and made a freaking fortune.
But his name's 50 Cent.
His name is not 50 Cent. It's 50 Cent.
Right.
He is $30 million in debt. To manage your money, bruh. How do you do this? Well, first of all, you have no talent. And you were a one-hit wonder. Name his hit record. Go. That's what I thought. So Dickless here has gone to his creditors and to court with a payback plan. 50 people responded to this whole idea, saying that this violates the Constitution, which bans slavery and involuntary servitude. 50 says his creditors' plan would create a near indefinite period of involuntary indentured servitude, where he has to work solely for the creditor's benefit. This is an actual reality, real-life news story that he thinks he's being, he's a slave now to the man because he can't manage his life.
Because he borrowed a lot of money that he's supposed to be able to pay back.
Yep. So he was a big-timer for about 6 months. And now he's in debt $30 million. And he feels like he's being held down and he's a slave.
Because he's expected to pay back the money he borrowed.
Yep.
He got shot 9 times and survived.
And he whines about it every single time.
If you believe that.
He gets on stage and whines about it still. Teddy Roosevelt got shot during a speech and he kept going.
Curtis James Jackson III. Take that.
Yeah, your mother. He's so full of crap. This entire character of 50 Cent is contrived, manufactured. He wasn't shot even once. If he had been, if it had aimed better, we wouldn't be doing the story. Get out and stay out. Oh, my God.
Hey, shawty, it's your birthday.
Is that him?
We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a coffee.
That's him?
Like, yes.
All right, we know that song.
Okay.
Sadly.
All right, do one more.
Something at the candy shop.
How do you
I'm
know this stuff?
Your lollipops.
You're a little white girl. Lick what?
I was a DJ in a club, man.
Oh, man. God, weren't we all? What a horrible
spinning
nightmare.
Records.
What a horrible, horrible vision at the skating rink.
Oh.
I was like 13.
Have you gone to the skating rink lately? Probably not.
I go every night. What is wrong with you?
Wes and I probably have.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have. Well, we have to go, you know, for these little kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
And have you? This is so mean.
What do they do? Is it
the DJs
is it
and
freaky?
And everybody that works there, it's just.
No, wait a minute. Are the DJs playing? And I don't know what DJ means anymore. Are they playing songs by Journey and stuff and doing like slow dances, or are they doing that? Rent and like, you know,
oh no, it's like scratching. It used to be. It's straight up just a full song.
Boston into Journey and then a slow dance. By
but
Lionel
there's
Richie.
A lot of the modern hip hop club kind of music.
Well, I'm missing
some
out.
Of it. Quite edited for their audience.
Oh, I see.
I had like a paperboy hat on, you know, like paper.
Yeah, a boat hat.
Just because I, you know, got up. Early to go to a birthday party at 10 o'clock at the skating rink, and I could not get on the skating rink with the hat on. It was against the rules.
Why? Was it dangerous?
I guess because some people wear gangster hats or something. I don't know, but I was like, so I'm a 37-year-old mother of two, and I can't wear my hat. You know why I'm wearing this, right? Because of what the hair looks like underneath. Yeah.
So you can't wear a hat on the skating rink because it might cause somebody to...
Or maybe, I guess, or it'll fall off maybe and it makes somebody fall behind me.
That'd be
well,
funny,
there's
though.
That. Yeah. My experience recently, though, they were playing like all 70s, like disco stuff instead of rock. But it was for little kids, so they wouldn't know either rock or disco, but it was weird. I was like, God.
Skating rinks and bowling alleys are underrated. We should get back to the simple things in life.
I just thought it was so cool when I was a kid, and when I walked in, it was very kind of uncool.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, when you were a kid, you're getting there and you're getting away from your parents. Because it's a place that they know
that
they've
been there.
And
it's dark and they have like flashing lights and stuff. And,
the parents know what it's like and they don't want to go.
That was the days of like orange vodka and just half pint in your back pocket when you're 14. And then you puked all night after it. Benton, Kentucky. I've done it.
I can see you on skates, Drake.
That did not go well. It was roller skates, and it did not go well. I was not gifted in that area.
I broke my arm.
I'm like flashing back, man. I'm like seeing stars and stuff. Dixie Pickers is our, they're good friends of ours. Dawn and Damon have two stores doing very well. They have some great sales before all the spring stuff comes in post-Valentine's Day. If you'll stop by, they'll take care of you on a number of things they've marked down. Half off on many of these things, like Martin Dingman clothing and shoes. Rivers West, there's markdowns on the Drake Shadow Branch camo gear. A new shipment of Maui Jim sunglasses, mountain khaki tops, tons and tons of clothing that you can get down. Get now because they're marked down before the spring stuff starts to roll in. So go by either location. They're at Poplar and Yates over here by us in the middle part of town. And the town square in Collierville, too. Now through the end of the month, there's a coat drive sale going on. Bring by a gently used warm coat or jacket and get a nice discount off a brand new coat for yourself at either location. DixiePickersStore.com is their website, and the stores are wonderful. And they're full of memorabilia of all kinds in the sporting world, and they have records and record players, and they're just good folk doing good work at Dixie Pickers. stop in and see them today.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Sun's out. It's a nice Wednesday. Good day to you. Thanks for joining us. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com to email with the program or to the program and Facebook and all that stuff that we have because we're socially adept at media stuff, I guess.
Succinctly put.
I have no idea what I'm doing. So there's that. Jarman's on now at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is a treat for everybody. And then... What's-his-name's on at 3 o'clock, and it rocks. So today, join them, and they'll play songs for you and tell you funny stories.
And thank you to, I think it's called the Lunchbox or something like that, Ross.
Right down the street.
Turner walked in there to get his breakfast lunch yesterday, and the woman behind the counter said, "Here you go, Russ."
Nice.
So all the ball busting is paying off.
Yes.
We're trying to make him famous, and it's all done with love. And so good luck, Rusty or Ronnie, whatever your name is. So.
He's just not used to people, you know,
knowing
listening.
Who he is.
Yeah, because they actually listen to this show and never listen to his.
And why would they? Today, you ought to grab a copy of the national newspaper. It's a dollar. It's in color and stuff. It's at newsstands all around town. USA Today, the money section today, has a piece on page 6B. About drug prices that will just blow your mind. There are some tips here to cut your costs. Half the world is taking a statin drug, Crestor, Lipitor. Women, men of all ages have been. This is, I guess, it's still the most prescribed thing in the world for your cholesterol. And I got mine filled yesterday. And I have insurance that's very expensive, and I have to meet a certain thing before I get the reduced price. 30 pills yesterday with a coupon was $159.20.
Sheesh.
Gosh.
Now, without insurance, it's $250 for 30 pills that allegedly will keep you from having a stroke or heart attack and dying.
Allegedly.
So this thing has tips to cut your costs. And you ought to look at it because we are being, this is one of the biggest screw jobs in the history of the financial world. And someone needs to get a hold of this by the neck and do something. But it is just, it's an embarrassment how we're being raped by these people. And no one does anything about it.
It's $5.30 a pill, and that's about street price, yeah. I would think.
Well,
for something that'll give you a buzz, not a statin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There exactly. You go. There's your point. My point exactly. That's not going to do anything that's fun, and it's still that
but
high.
But you know that 90 Xanax, 0.5 milligram, just to help you sleep, they're $5. $5.
God.
But this stuff was it was like 159 or something for 30 pills. That's with insurance. So we are getting reamed by these people, and no one does anything about it. It's really, really frustrating.
What can you do about it? I'm asking.
I don't know.
Is
not,
there an answer?
Not take
to
the
that?
Pills. You can just quit and die.
But I mean,
suppose.
Can the government do anything?
No, because they're all in it together. It's a gigantic scam that never ends.
They only do something about it if someone is so outrageous, like that one guy that testified last week.
And he got, a fine of like $4.6 million. But it wasn't even for that price gouging thing. It was something else, that smug little prick who ought to be in jail.
What
an unlikable little man.
Him and Kanye should go to an island by themselves.
Just to have the stones to sit there with that smug, self-important look after you have screwed over so many people that need that medication to live and be, you know, well, and you think it's cute. Because what did he do? He
raised the price
700 times what it was. And he thinks that it's funny as he makes all this money. And he's going to, I guess, he won't go to jail. He'll pay this fine with his, you know, pocket change and go back to doing what he's doing. Anyway, this thing here has some ideas, if you're out there, and I know you are, paying out the wazoo for medications that you presumably need. But there are times I just wonder. People lived for a long time before there was any of this stuff. And you wonder sometimes who to trust and who to not trust.
Well, if you're eating the wood chip Parmesan cheese, then you have to have the medicine.
If you're exactly right. If you live on this crappy food that is fast and inexpensive, well, and you die when you're 55, there are reasons for that because you're eating processed garbage. And that's why you end up taking these pills and getting cancer and dying. It isn't that simple entirely, but that's a great part of it, I think.
I agree.
We've eaten like crap for years and drank too much and smoked too much and done stupid things, and you got to balance it out with something. And if you don't, this is why all of our friends and family are dying, because they haven't taken care of themselves. So,
and is it all with the food? I always bring up the 80s, how skinny we all were, but it's very different if you look at people. If we were walking around that skinny, it just wouldn't look right.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, men don't look good that skinny. Mm-mm. And everyone was tiny.
I guess so.
But now,
because they were all full of Coke.
There's that.
That's why.
And now they cut corners on food so much just to make it faster and just it's worse for you.
And it fills you up and it makes you sick.
Yeah.
And if you live on that crap, you know, on occasion it's okay, but you've got to achieve some kind of balance.
But part of the formula of this fast food in a lot of cases is designed to make you want more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like doing heroin. You just can't get enough of it.
But I remember, I bring up Wes all the time, 20 years ago, how skinny he was. And now, to me, you look better than you did then, but then you looked normal.
I know what you mean.
Thank you.
I followed that.
Yeah. I don't know. We all have a different metabolic makeup, and you get older, you gain weight usually, and you either give up or you try to maintain some kind of healthy balance, or you just die.
I guess it's happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Have a nice day somewhere else. Vitamins and supplements and those things do help, and you can go get them at Wholesale Nutrition on Goodman Road in South Haven. It is worth the drive, I assure you. It is a huge store. The people there that work there know all about these things, the various vitamins and supplements that you may need for specific things. They have diet aids that are not full of speed and funky stuff, all kinds of proteins for weight gain, for weight loss, and things like that. Workout accessories, pre-workout formulas, protein bars. They have, this list goes on forever and ever and ever. They have the apple cider vinegar, which if you will just go to the Gaggle machine and type that in, you'll see the benefits that this stuff can bring to your body, from blood pressure to cholesterol and things like that of a natural nature. And they have honey made locally and all kind of things like that. Body cleanses for your liver, for your colon. Then over on the beauty aisle, there's shampoos and conditioners and lotions and essential oils and things that are natural and not made from a bunch of, you know, processed garbage that are going to mess up your skin or your insides. They have things for everybody. Ask for advice. They'll give it to you. They have a great staff, educated people who know what this is not a big chain store. It's one store owned by people locally who know what they're doing. So go and see them. They're on Goodman Road across from Sam's Club, Goodman Road East, Wholesale Nutrition. Visit with them and see what's going on. Tomorrow is Ask Lawyer Bill Day. It's always fun for the entire family. Questions about, child support and divorce and bankruptcy and wills and all that stuff. And Bill can lead you in the right direction to help you get some answers and a start to fix what ails you. So good luck with that tomorrow. He'll be here about 7 o'clock. So email the questions today if you'd like to. Get them in early. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
We play great music, talk to interesting people, and give away free stuff. Radio perfection. This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Sunshine. It's a beautiful thing. Highs today, upper 50s. Enjoy that. And then warmer tomorrow and a near 70 for the weekend, which should be pretty sweet. Many of us were raised on cartoons on Saturday morning. My oldest, I think, maybe the other one too, were raised on that kind of stuff, as well as Pee-wee's Playhouse, which I think was one of the most intelligent and brilliantly well-done shows for kids and adults ever. That was in the mid-late 80s. Then Pee-wee's Big Adventure came out in 85, which is hard. That was 30 years ago. Paul Reubens is and was Pee-wee Herman. And now there's a new movie coming out that will open up in theaters briefly and then be, is it on Netflix? A show of his won 22 Emmys, and was incredible. And I guess it's on Netflix and on Amazon Prime and things like that.
And it only ran 4 seasons.
It was a remarkable show. And, both those movies were just great. And now this new one is out. Paul Reubens is 63 years old. Look at this. He hasn't aged a lick.
There's a real, like a now picture you're showing me?
That's it, yes. Now, he does cop to lots of makeup and digital re-enhancement because he's probably not that skinny still, but he looks like Pee-wee Herman. Now, this thing will be, where the hell did it go? It'll be on Netflix, March 18th. It'll be in theaters for only a little bit and then be a Netflix movie. And it looks hysterical. Pee-wee's Big Holiday is what it's called. And it's just the, mindless whatever it is that were those first two films. The first one is a classic. And the second one was a little bit kind of off the, they kind of missed it. But this one is highly reviewed and should be extremely funny. Paul Reubens has done some great work as Pee-wee Herman and influenced a bunch of kids 30 years ago when that show won 22 Emmys. I had no idea.
I can't believe it was only on 4 seasons.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Fishburne took a while to get a career after that.
That's right. yeah. And it's just incredible stuff. So that's coming to a theater near you. The Eagles of Death Metal, who were the unfortunate band that was playing in Paris that night, that seems like forever ago when that bar was bombed. They returned to Paris last night to play a concert for the fans who survived that attack last November. That seems like it happened eons ago. It was last November. Security was extra tight, so they went back and played, and it was probably pretty emotional for all involved. The Bill Cosby story, I think I'll skip, because he's somehow going to skate on this whole thing. Wait and see. He's 78 years old, right? mm-hmm. acting all crept up, got a cane, he's all messed up.
We haven't seen his wife, have we?
I don't know.
Is she hanging out with Trump's wife?
She supported him. Her name is Camille. She was supportive vocally. I suppose at that age, after 50 years of marriage, what are you going to do? Still in for all he's got and then bail?
And I'm sure she wasn't, I mean, I'm sure she knew about it.
She had to be complicit in this somehow and have the knowledge that he was out doing this. I can't imagine you can do this so publicly and not have your wife know about it. I suppose men get away with all kind of crap, but I don't think it's really worth the risk. But he didn't care, and you can't tell me that this didn't happen, because it did. At least, well, how many people came forward? 50 or something?
At least.
And several of these have been dismissed. Who's that skank, that model, Janice Dickinson? That idiot broad. Hers was wiped off the map, because she's just a...
She should be wiped off
the map. She's an attention whore and a waste of flesh. So, but this is going to be in the news forever, so get ready for that. What's on television? Anything? What is today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
There's no NBA basketball yet. Now the Grizz have their big trade. They're playing again come Friday. Tigers are on tonight. But beyond that, what is on that's got any sense to it, Wesley?
The Travel Channel tonight has another episode of their Expedition Unknown show looking at Columbus. History 2 has 2 hours of a show they call The Gates of Hell looking at...
Cool.
It says Icelandic volcano, a cave in the jungles of Central America, and African lake of fire, 3 of the 6 portals to hell, ?
Great. Upbeat.
The military history's really good biography of Warrior Queen Boudica is on. And on the Reels channel tonight, it's Jim Morrison Fortune Fights. A new episode.
Enough already with these dead people. He's been dead for a long time. Let's move along to some of the more recent dead people, can we? What's happening on the street? Anything said?
And on that note, there was a David Bowie thing on last night.
What was it?
It might have just been that thing called 5 Years that we talked about
the
other day.
Yeah, that's been on for months and months. It is really well done. Yeah, it's cool.
James and the Ultrasounds are at Lafayette's. There's a Jack Oblivion LP release party at Bar DKDC. The No Hit Wonders are at Hadley's, and I don't know, everything else is kind of quiet.
Good, as it should be. We're in that interim between now and St. Patrick's Day in spring. As the baseball teams report to spring training in Arizona and in Florida, a sign of hope. The first day of spring is 34 days away. There's already weeds growing. Jameson Pest Control. I heard from my friend Pat O'Brien. Those guys are back out spraying weeds, so call them and get in line to get your yard pre-emerged and all that. Thank you, Pat, and all of his guys that take care of our yard and have for years now. We appreciate them, too. They'll be back on the air with paid live commercials starting next week. That was a freebie.
I guess I'm going to put my Courtney Lee jersey on eBay today.
Do you have one?
No.
You're lying. Bye, Courtney.
What if I did? What would you do? Would it be worth money or be worth less?
Worth less. He's not one of the NBA's bigger names. I mean, I'm sorry he's gone and all, I guess. But
now we got the Birdman?
Yes.
This will be exciting.
He's an interesting fellow, but... He's about 80, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. No, wait a minute.
And he's covered in
that
in,
guy?
In,
we in, got that guy?
Yeah.
He's, I didn't realize
he's got
his
ink
name.
From his chin to his toes. he's a freak.
But he hasn't been doing anything this year. No. I don't get it.
But he's, heard well, it. He's 38.
Old bastard.
Old. He is washed up and done. Welcome to town, F-Stick. So he'll be out there all tatted up and.
It reminds me of when we had, what was it, Scott Williams? Chris Williams. Chris
Jason.
Williams. Jason Williams, thank you.
That little dish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jay Will.
What a D-hole he was. Tonight on Primetime, Modern Family is on, Blackish is on. Survivor, it says premiere. Is it on constantly premiering a new season of Losers that are all faked and staged and doing stupid stuff?
How many years are they going to do it?
They call this because... It says something like now in its 22nd season, but that means that there's like 2 seasons a year.
Yes. Yeah.
And it sucked every year. It's so stupid.
You know, we get all these emails from people that go on radio tours and interviews that you can do, and how they get our emails, I don't know. But the latest one I thought of you this morning was the, I think it's the Amazing Race guy is going to be doing a radio tour. And
well, let's by all means book him.
I know.
And then kill him.
What could you possibly have to talk about?
So you filmed the whole thing already. Who won?
Yes. So are you really amazing? And what race are you? I mean, what do you ask these
people? I don't know.
I don't understand any of this at all. Let's see. Hell's Kitchen on Fox. American Idol is still on TV for some reason. Tonight, Duck Dynasty is still on for some reason. Tonight, late, Kimmel has Megan Fox, Ben McKenzie, Chris Stapleton, who just won a Grammy. Good for him. He's good. Fallon has J-Lo tonight and Snoop Dogg. And Colbert has Kate Hudson. Why is she making the rounds? What is she in?
It looks like she has a new book about her career, lifestyle, and family.
And she's 40 years old.
And she's with a 20-year-old.
And she, name one movie she's in, besides Almost Famous.
The Bride one.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. She's Goldie Hawn's kid. Next. Never did anything.
How to Get Rid of a Guy in 10 Days.
She plays the same character in every movie she
ever
did.
You're right. Yeah, she's like Jennifer Aniston.
She's the same person in everything she does.
But they're both extremely hot and gorgeous.
I disagree.
She married Chris Robinson.
Your boyfriend.
Yes.
But he smells like patchouli and weed and hippies.
I wonder what Dave Grohl's wife looks like, because then I would probably say the same thing.
She's probably a very nice, wholesome, decent person like he is. Because he's just a normal freaking dude.
He drives a minivan.
And you can kiss his ass. He doesn't care, and he's a class act. So I bet his wife is a doll, and they're happy, and they have two little girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good for him. Who knows? All these She's celebrities.
Hot.
Huh?
She's hot.
I found a picture of them at the Grammys.
Is he hot, too? No,
he's not. He's like Chris Robinson. I mean,
he's cute.
It's personality.
Yeah, it's his personality and his success and how cool he is.
Just like me.
I told you, my mother looked at me in high school and said, God, I hope he's funny. Every boyfriend I brought home.
He ugly. The Sleep Number event is happening right now. I love my Sleep Number bed because ... It is very comfortable, and you can have one just like me and my wife have, and you can have your own setting. Mine's about 90. She's on 30, I think, and she's kind of about to be on the floor. It's set down so low. You can adjust the bed as you choose to your own comfort level, firm, soft, whatever you wish it to be. And you can see it today at any of their stores. It's only at their stores now. They don't have these at Sears and these bad mattress stores, only at their own stores. Right now, their ultimate event is going on. Save half off on this certain bed that they have for a limited time only. Ask about it. Plus, all beds are on sale. All beds on sale. Among the Queen C2 mattresses at $599.99. Go buy. You'll love it. I promise the best bed you'll ever have. Get one today at a Sleep Number store near you.
This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, whatever it is. Hashtag who gives a shit at drakeinthemorning.com.